now no longer as a servant or a slave, but as a fellow brother in Christ. And Paul is saying, please welcome him back, forgive him for running away, and if he owes anything, put it on my account. But in the midst of that, here in verse 4 of Philemon, he is thanking God for Philemon for not only his salvation, but also for his Christian example. And we can learn a lot from that this morning. So verse 4 of Philemon, he says, I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers, hearing of thy love and faith, which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. For we have great joy and consolation in thy love, because the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. So we're going to focus today on thy love and faith. Thy love and faith. Let's pray. Lord, how we love you, how we thank you for your word and the privilege to be able to meet in this building and open it together and hear from the Holy Spirit. I pray you would multiply it in our hearts through change. Lord, we would leave changed, saying it was good to be in the house of the Lord today, and that you would be glorified and guide us in your truth through this entire service. And we thank you and love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So these two virtues, if you will, love and faith, actually go together a lot in the scriptures. And he is commending Philemon for being a great example of love and faith. But I just want to show you how many times in the New Testament they are packaged together. Look at Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15. And if you can't keep up, I'll read them. But in Ephesians 1, 15, he says, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints. And notice again, he's commending the church at Ephesus for their faith and their love. Also in Colossians chapter 1, over two books from Ephesians, and verse 4, he says, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which ye have to all the saints. So both of those congregations, he says, I'm thankful for your what? Your love and your faith. Now, 1 Thessalonians as well, if you turn over there, verse chapter 3, 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 6. Notice he says, but now when Timotheus came from you unto us and brought us good tidings of your faith and charity, that ye have a good remembrance of us always, desiring greatly to see us as we also to see you. So again, this time the church at Thessalonica, Paul commending their faith and their charity. He does it again in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, if you want to turn there, verse 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3 says, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth. Now, why do these go together so often? Because they are both the outward working of our faith. And when I use the word faith there, I'm talking about the fact that we've trusted Jesus Christ as our Savior. We're now part of the faith. But both of them are action. You've heard it so many times from this pulpit that love is action, but so is faith. Faith is action as well. Faith is stepping out and trusting God, right? The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, Hebrews 11:1. Faith is action just as much as love. Look at an example in Hebrews chapter 11. You all know this chapter, the chapter of faith, talking about the heroes of the Old Testament and how they trusted God. They had faith in God. But just having faith wasn't the point. It's what they did with their faith. Notice Hebrews 1 verse, just some examples. Verse 4, by faith Abel, what? Offered. Action. Look at verse 7. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark. So he did something by faith. Look down in verse 8. It says, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out. He did something with his faith. Verse 17, By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. We all know that story. Down in verse 27, by faith, he forsook Egypt. Talking about Moses. They did something with their faith. Faith is action. Just like we know that love is action, right? 1 John 3:18, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Let's do something with our love. The verse before that one in 1 John 3 says what? If you have this world's good, you see if your brother have need and shutteth up your bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in you? So both faith and love are doing something. Look at 1 Thessalonians 1:3 real quick. We looked at it. Or no, we didn't. We looked at 2 Thessalonians 1:3. But 1 Thessalonians 1:3. Paul drives this point home, talking about our faith. He says, remembering without ceasing your work of faith. That's a good phrase, isn't it? Your work of faith. You did something. You trusted God and stepped out and did things for God. And Paul here is commending Philemon for his love and for his faith. Notice verse 5 of Philemon. He says, which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints. Well, how can something be toward something unless it's actually doing something? Without faith, it's impossible to please him, right? Hebrews 11:6. But what did Jesus say? By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, John 13, verse 34, if you have love one to another. Well, how are people going to know we're his disciples by our love unless it's something that they can see? And so he's saying, I commend you, Philemon. I'm getting reports of your love and your faith. But notice verse 6, that the communication of thy faith. Now, we don't often use the word this way anymore. But the word communication here is talking about doing something. If look at Philippians 4:15. I'll show you an example. Paul here is thanking the church at Philippi for an offering that they sent to help him on his mission. And he says, Philippians 4:15, now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. How often do we quote verse 19? My God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. But you need to take it in context. In context, Paul is commending the church of Philippi for sending him a love offering. Yes, money, to help him on his missionary journey. And he says, now that you've been such a blessing to me, my God is going to supply your need. Which is always a scriptural principle, isn't it? Given, it shall be given unto you, Luke 6:38. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and so forth. So he talks about here about the communication of thy faith. The communication, the giving it out. Look at Hebrews 13:16, and we'll see it again. And he's commending him for communicating with others love and faith. Hebrews 13:16, but to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Again, that word there is not talking about sitting down and having a conversation like we use it today. This is talking about doing something for someone else. The communication of thy faith. The Bible says we should be distributing, right, to the necessity of saints in Romans chapter 12. The communication of thy faith, verse 6, may become effectual. Of Philemon, verse 6. What does that mean? It means that our faith and our love should effectually touch others. Effectually meaning it's effective. To make things simple, when God does something in our lives, it's effectual. Amen? It accomplishes what God wants to accomplish. God says, I want the communication of your faith. I want the communication of your love to be effectual. I want it to accomplish what I want it to accomplish. I've commanded you to love one another as I've loved you. I've commanded you to live by faith and not by sight, right? 2 Corinthians 5:7. Now make that communication effectual. God's is. Look at 1 Thessalonians 2:13 and we'll see this. When God works in our lives, it's effectual. 1 Thessalonians 2:13. He says, for this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you've heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. Aren't you thankful this is effectual? Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Amen. This book is effectual. When it works in a life, it works in a life. It does what God wants it to do. It will not return void. And he's telling Philemon, I'm thankful for your love and faith, that the communication of it may become effectual. But verse 6 is kind of the key. He says, by the acknowledging, look at Philippians verse 6, of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. So what's he teaching here? He's teaching that this command to effectually communicate with others our faith and our love is only possible because of what we already have, and that is the Holy Spirit. He's saying, Philemon, this good thing which is in you, acknowledge it. Acknowledge that you already have. You know, I hear people say all the time, oh, I can't witness to the lost because it's just not me. Wait a minute. Doesn't God the Holy Spirit indwell you? And didn't he promise to empower you to be witnesses to the whole world? So you're saying that the Holy Spirit doesn't have the power to do this? Because if he's in control of our lives, which he promised if we'll let him be, to do miracles through us, we can witness to the lost. We can effectually communicate to others our faith and our love. It comes down to what's in us, and that is God. And Jesus made this so clear. Look at John 15:5, where he is talking to his disciples in the upper room prior to Calvary. He's preparing them for him to leave. And look what he says in verse 5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, what? Can do nothing. So yes, we're commanded to communicate our faith and love to others effectually. But without Jesus, we can do nothing. This is only made possible because, if you go to Galatians 5:22... because the Holy Ghost that moved in brought with him the fruit of the Spirit. Amen? So yeah, we're commanded to love others. How do we do that? How do we love others as Christ loved us? You know what? The truth is we don't have the capacity to do that in our own strength, because we're wicked sinners. But if we're born again Christians, we have the Holy Spirit, and therefore we do have the capacity to do it. Because he does it through us. Galatians 5:22, the fruit of the Spirit. What's the first one there? Love. Does the Holy Spirit want to bear fruit through us? Of course he does. That's why he's there. Joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness. What's the next one? Faith. Both of them are listed there. Love and faith. Galatians 5:22. Few verses up, verse 16, walk in the Spirit, and what? You shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So yes, he's saying to Philemon, by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you. Well, we're sinners, we're saved by grace, but what do we have in us that's good? Because we're still sinners. The only thing in us that's good is God. Amen? God is good. And he indwells us. So he's not telling us to draw upon the inner goodness of man here, because we don't have any. He's telling us to yield to the Holy Spirit of God, who will then effectually communicate faith and love to others. You know, when you think about the gifts of the Holy Spirit that are available to us today, there's at least 13 of them. Every single one of them has a purpose, and that is to touch others. None of them are for self-glorification, self-edification. They're all to basically minister to others. And who will do that? The Holy Spirit. Notice Colossians chapter 1, verse 10. Colossians chapter 1, verse 10. He says here, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Look at chapter 2, verse 10 of Colossians. And ye are complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power. We're complete in who? The Lord. So he's saying, every single one of us, if we're a born again Christian, has the capacity to effectually communicate faith and love to others. And to say we don't is a lie, because we have God the Holy Spirit indwelling us. And He is there. Yeah, without Him we can do nothing. But with Him, we can do anything. With Him, we can love effectually. With Him, we can communicate our faith effectually. And that's what he's saying. By the acknowledging, he's saying, you don't need to change anything because it's already true. Acknowledging what? The good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. And he goes on to say in Philemon verse 7, turn there, for we have great joy and consolation in thy love, because the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. He's saying the reason I'm able to commend you for your faith and love that you're commending to others or communicating to others is why? Because I get reports of all these Christians that you are being a blessing to. Now that's real. The saints are what? Refreshed. So when our love and our faith is effectually communicated to others, you know what happens? Others are positively blessed and affected for God. And he's saying, I hear about all these other saints being refreshed. By the way, Philemon was in the Colossian church. He says, I hear all these people being refreshed. That's an amazing word, isn't it? Refreshed. So when we are effectually communicating our faith and love to others, they're blessed. They're refreshed. They're edified. They're encouraged. Notice 1 Peter 4:8 is an example. 1 Peter 4:8. There's this phrase here, above all things. That's a pretty powerful phrase, isn't it? He's talking about love this time. He says, above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Above all things. That's the charity side. Did you know that above all things is also mentioned in regards to faith, and not mentioned in the New Testament, but three times? And that is Ephesians 6, when we talk about the armor of God. There's a phrase in there, above all. Right? He's listing the armor. But then he says, above all, let's look at it. Ephesians 6, just quickly, down to verse 16. Look what he says. Above all, taking the what? Shield of faith. So this above all phrase, if you study it out, or above all things, talks about faith and love. Isn't that something? Faith and love. Saying, I just want you to acknowledge what's already in you. You Christians, the Holy Spirit is there. You can effectually communicate faith and love to others because He indwells you. You just need to yield to Him and let Him do it through you. And this is all through the Scriptures. Others get blessed when we do what Philemon did. And it's all through here. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians 5:11, another example. 1 Thessalonians 5:11, he says, "Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do." So on the one hand, he says, I've commanded you to do this, but you're already doing it. You're edifying each other. That's effectually communicating faith and love to others, even as you also do. We're told in the Bible to bear one another's burdens. Amen? And so fulfill the law of Christ, Galatians 6:2. And we could go on and on. The bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. Just acknowledge what's already in you and keep effectually communicating your faith and love to others. And what will be the result? People will be blessed. People will be refreshed. I love it when God boils it down to two things like that. It makes it simple to remember, doesn't it? Faith and love. Faith and love. Hearing of thy, verse 5, love and faith, Philemon. Now he goes on to say, now that I've built you up a little bit, I want you to take Onesimus back and I don't want you to punish him. I want you to forgive him. And if you lost money, I want you to let me know. I'll pay you myself. So is this what God wants from each of us? Of course it is. He wants the communication of our faith to be effectual. But our faith and love isn't just something we talk about or say, something that we believe in. It's something that is real because it's constantly touching other believers and the lost. But that word charity is primarily referring to among Christians still. This is why we're here. Amen? We're here to witness to the lost. We're here to be a blessing to one another. We're here to serve God. And he's saying to Philemon, thank you. Thank you for being an example. That's what he says. I thank my God, verse 4. Every time I think of you, every time I mention you in my prayers, I say thank you, Lord, for Philemon. Because all these saints are being refreshed by him. Because he yields to the Holy Spirit, and therefore the communication of his faith and love is effectual in other people's lives. He is not talking about it being effectual in our own life. He's talking about being effectual in the lives of others. This is what God wants from every one of us. That we would yield that fruit of the Spirit. You know, a person can sit and talk all day long about how spiritual they think they are. By the way, spiritual people never say that. Spiritual people are humble. But you don't have to say anything. If you're bearing love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, then you're spiritual. And if you're not bearing those things, then you're not spiritual. It's really not complicated. Thy love and thy faith. Acknowledge what's already in you and effectually communicate love and faith to others so that they can be refreshed and built up for Christ. That's how it's supposed to work. Amen? Let's pray. Lord, we love you. We thank you for this great example from the life of Philemon. And I pray, Lord, we would take it to heart that we're here to serve you. We are here to yield to the Holy Spirit, that he might work through us, that he might use us in the lives of others, Lord, the lives of the lost, and in the lives of our brothers and sisters. I pray this would be a picture of the kind of Christian that we are constantly striving to be, Lord, that we would communicate our faith and our love to others effectually through the Holy Spirit of God. Lord, I did not preach to them today, but if there's someone in our service not sure they're born again, Jesus said you must be born again, that he is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by him. I pray They would realize today they need Jesus if they want to escape hell. Those of us that are Christians, Lord, I pray that our love and our faith will be effectual in the lives of others. Thank you for speaking to us.